Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Pugh's here, too. Mike is a member of our Brain Trust, the manager of domestic marketing for J2 Global. They're in the mobile app business, ladies and gentlemen. They got a lot of different products, and he is an expert in mobile apps. And you know what? I've been telling you now for a long time, a couple of 3 years at least, that your future is going to be in mobile. And that these apps that we've got, these sexy apps, they're sexier than the browser. And that's one of the things that's going to be, that's driving, one of the things that's driving the marketplace to mobile. And Mike's here to talk to us about some of the new things that are going on these days across the mobile universe. Mike Pugh, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good to have you back, as always, Mike. I want to talk about some of the specifics, things you guys have got going on. Before we do that, talk to us about what you're seeing. Look out over the mobile landscape and give us a tour. Give us a little bit of an update on where things are.
We are seeing more and more small businesses use their smartphones or their tablets to get stuff done, and it ranges anywhere from a real estate agent being able to do more while they're out at an open house to somebody running a restaurant a little bit better, or somebody running a home business to be able to use video conferencing to connect with customers.
Mm-hmm.
But we think it's a really exciting trend that's letting people both do more in the office and do more when they're out of the office.
We did a survey a couple of weeks ago, and we asked our audience, our online audience and radio audience, not counting calling, making calls, how much do you rely on a smartphone for texting, email, et cetera, et cetera? And what they told us was 16% said it was their primary device all day, every day. And then increasingly for more tasks was over half. A little over half said increasingly for more tasks. And 16% said that it supplemented their PC when they were out of the office.
Yeah, the numbers we're seeing a little bit higher, but I think those are in the ballpark, and I think we're going to see it keep creeping up.
Yeah.
Because I think what it is everybody hears about their favorite app from a friend or an associate, and not every app is a fit for every person, but I think as people become more comfortable with downloading apps and playing with them, that we're going to see that trend keep moving forward. And I think one of the big things for us is there's a concept of consumerization of IT.
Yeah.
That means making all these back-end tools that people used to need an expert friend or a lot of help to get set up. Now they can set up themselves. When you can set up things yourselves, it's a lot easier to play around and test them and see if they work rather than having to invest and take your chances that you're buying something that you know is going to work.
Well, and here there are two reasons why small business owners should get more comfortable with mobile. Number one, to make their own operation more effective, like you were just talking about. But number two, your customers are embracing mobile. Mobile is increasingly defining their expectations, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I know from us at J2, we've just released an app that allows people to receive faxes on their mobile devices, and not only that, to be able to sign them on their mobile device. So you could be.
How do you load the coated paper in those things?
exactly. Mike. The curly paper.
Yeah.
Really, what it does is it's amazing. I know, for example, myself, I can be on the road and be able to sign a contract from a subway train without a hiccup. And I think the same thing's true for lots of other businesses. Now they can feel comfortable leaving the office either for personal or work and feel like they can still get everything done that they would have if they'd been sitting at their desk.
You know, when I travel with a laptop and an iPhone and a smartphone. And I use them, all three, for different reasons when I travel, especially if I'm going to be gone a couple of days or so. And I've got a little bit of a unique business with my show and everything, so I have to have a lot more processing power. But I'll use my smartphone for one thing. If I need to do a little bit more, I'll use my iPad. And if I need to do a lot more, I open up my laptop. But increasingly, I'm finding that unless I'm doing my show on the road, I don't have to take my laptop anymore.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Apple's hoping to do. They've got their anticipated release of the iPad 3 on Wednesday, and they are the masters of controlling the message, and so there's no guarantee that's what they're going to do. But the discussion has been that it's going to have a faster processor, which will make it easier to replace a notebook, that will have a higher resolution screen,
right,
and it's going to have higher resolution cameras also.
Right. Yeah, the one thing about the iPad that's limiting it is the keypad. It's not a fully productive PC yet, in my opinion. And I've got two different keypads. I've got an Apple keypad, which is a full keypad. It's a good one, but you got to carry it with you. And I've also got an iPad case that has a keyboard built into it, and it's okay, but it's not a fully high speed type of thing.
Yep, I understand that. It's one of those things where both people are getting more used to using the plug-in keypads and also getting used to using the touchscreen keypads, and I think that's just an evolution that will take place over time.
I use the touchpad. I don't have a problem with that, but it's on my phone and on my iPad, and I've got a Google phone, but it's still not highly productive. If you're used to typing 60 words a minute, it's not the same thing. But back to the app thing, this is a big deal, folks, and my point is there are people around the world right now, Mike, and you know this very well, who are buying their first smartphone, but they're also buying their first, in the same moment, they're buying their first computer, and they're connecting to the internet for the first time, all because they bought a smartphone, right, Mike?
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing is that these people are finding that the connection of the two is the ideal combination. I know for myself, I've got two problems sometimes. One is I have fat thumbs. So not everything I'd love to do on my smartphone I can. And I'm a power user of spreadsheets in my job, so sometimes I have to open up a huge spreadsheet, and that's where it's nice to have that 24-inch monitor where you can look a lot of data at once.
Right, right.
So I don't think we're at the point where you can where most people can switch completely from one to the other, but the smartphone and the tablet are amazing complementary devices for your normal desktop or notebook computer.
They absolutely are, folks. Mike, give us your website, please. Tell folks how they can find your various apps.
Yeah, it is www.j2.com.
And that's
and there
VoIP?
We have a host.
You got VoIP, you got fax to smartphone, you got other stuff, right?
Yeah, we've got great stuff. We've got online fax, which is great for replacing a fax machine. We've got virtual phone systems, which let a
right.
small business.
Give us
have
the website one more time quickly.
System.
What's the website again?
Yeah, www.j2.com.
J2.com. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.